Haskell, brother and sister, S.N. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. November 25, 1898. Dear brother and sister Haskell, I meant to write to you yesterday, but I did not dare to venture. I am now putting in all the time I dare in hearing the articles on Christian education read. Then Marion is trying to get off the matter on the parables, and that has been brought in also. Last Sabbath, although feeling quite weak, I desired to speak to the people from the 15th chapter of John. Early last Sabbath morning, I awoke. In the night, I had been going over the ground covered in that chapter. In the morning, Brother Starr spoke, and all said he did excellently well. I did not attend the meeting. I thought I could stand and talk in the afternoon, but I had not sufficient strength and remained sitting most of the time. I kept rising, hoping I could stand and speak, but I could not. I am not strong, but I am resting my case in the hands of the great physician. I will not think of myself, or worry, or talk of myself. An excellent testimony meeting followed the service. I was obliged to return home as soon as I got through talking. It was very hot, and the perspiration ran down my face. I shall keep quiet next Sabbath. I shall be 71 years old on that day. Sunday, I have an appointment at Awaba. I had hoped to be stronger before this, but I shall go in my weakness. I shall hang my weak and helpless soul upon the Mighty One. He will help me. I believe in him. I will not doubt. It will not do any good for me to worry, so I shall gather peace to my soul and wait patiently for him who is the source of my strength. What is the use of us reading our Bibles unless we believe them? I should very much dread to have the words spoken to me, O ye of little faith. Wherefore didst thou doubt? We need to exercise faith for our individual selves. We must believe for ourselves, giving heed to the Holy Scriptures. We must be worked by the Holy Spirit of God in all respects. We must give heed to the Word and have full faith. Then we can lead others along and educate them to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God. If all will try to educate themselves to search the Scriptures for themselves by patient study of the Word, if they will pray from sincere hearts, Lord, give me a knowledge of Thy Word, for the entrance of Thy Word giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. They would have what they asked, and would be converted. You should feel that on these hot days none of the workers are required to labor. It is very tiring, but the Lord knows all about the matter. It is our place to hold fast to Christ. Rest in quietude and wait patiently for him, and he will bring it to pass. I have hope in God. Last Sunday night, a call was made for pledges, and the people here did much better than I supposed they would. I was desirous to make a donation, but I dared not to do it. As Brother Starr urged me to give, I said, "It is always a pleasure for me to give, but I cannot do it now. I cannot retain the property of my workers, for it is their property, not mine. I will not murmur or complain, but I must be passed by for a time, until means shall come in. The Lord knows I am doing my very best." Brother and Sister Belden from Norfolk Island will now help to compose our family. Sister Belden is here with us. Brother Belden is still in Sydney, trying to get his goods up by boat with Brother Colcord. We are glad these people are away from Norfolk Island. It was time they left and came where we could help them. Neither of them are in good health. Now I tell my brethren to please let me alone and not draw from me another penny. I am dry at present. I know my duty and shall do it. I am glad you and other of the workers are sensible and are not pressing yourselves in this hot weather. Do only that which you can do without taxing brain, bone, and muscle. You will accomplish more in the end. Let everyone who is feeble in health trust in the Lord, for in Him there is no disappointment. We must not feel that we can hurry the Lord. To whom else shall we go? Who can save but Christ? Let us, my brother and sister, have faith in God and believe that He has ways and means which we do not discern. He has given us assurance. The inspired word is as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawn. We are so inclined to put man in the place of Christ and place our dependence in an arm of flesh. We must have the Holy Spirit. Let us exalt the word, because it speaks of Him to whom it points and guides. Let us lie passively in the hands of God. I repeat it over and over again. The written word is God's light, shining in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts. Through belief in the word, we can see what we ought to be. We see in it warnings. We see in it God's promises and the Lord back of every promise. We read the scriptures that we may understand God and sense His warnings. We must have faith in God for His great grace. We must let the peace of God reign in our hearts. Then we shall not live by candlelight. We shall have the light that shines in a dark place. Only one could cause this word to be written. Then let the page of His word be illumined, because we see the light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts. As the word speaks of Him, we are by faith to see Him who is invisible. We must daily consecrate ourselves, soul, body, and spirit to God. Our light must shine in faith till the Lord comes. We must now lay hold of Christ's righteousness. We must have a new conversion every day that we may be vessels unto honor. The holy oil will be placed in vessels prepared for it. We must do our very best to practice the truth. Receive with meekness the engrafted word. Study it with earnest prayer, and you will know day by day what it means to be sanctified through the truth. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. Let us live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 4, verse 4. For 3 mornings I have not been able to sleep. After 2 o'clock a.m. I am drawn out to write. Our lack of faith is withholding precious blessings from us that are hanging over us and which God would have us receive and appreciate. When we use the word, practice the word, trust the word, we shall be perfect in Him who is our righteousness. If the word is believed by us, soberly, meekly, if it is received and appropriated, it will give us a precious experience that will make us wise unto salvation. But, like the children of Israel, we are in danger of indulging a spirit of unbelief and murmuring. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Christ speaks to us gently, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me." Revelation 3, verse 20. Let there be light. Genesis 1, verse 3. Yes, when Christ is abiding in the soul, there is light. He reveals Himself in our hearts by the Holy Spirit as the Sun of Righteousness, who rises with healing in His wings. We need faith. We must lay ourselves on the altar of God, a living, consuming sacrifice. We have the privilege of rejoicing in a living, risen Savior. As God's workers, we must receive that which the Lord wants us to have, the Holy Spirit. The Lord has been opening before me the fact that unless we receive the Holy Spirit, we shall lose every day. We are too content to live without the righteousness of Christ. Simeon was a man just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The secret of Simeon's life was that the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. He was under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Habitually, he laid hold by faith of the cleansing, converting power, the renewing grace, which makes a man one with God. He received communication from God. These communications were a revelation to him of divine secrets. It was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Thus, the hope of the consolation of Israel to him, a personal hope, a living reality.